Hellenistic dynastic portraiture. Level 2. The Hellenistic Age is a period of ancient history that encompasses the exploits of Alexander the Great and the power struggles that followed his death. After conquering the Persian Empire, Alexander's realm stretched from Greece to Afghanistan. However, in 323 BC, at the age of 33, he died suddenly without leaving an heir. In the decades that followed, his generals, and later their descendants, fought among themselves for control of the empire. From these conflicts emerged three major dynasties: the Ptolemies in Egypt, the Seleucids in Syria, and the Antigonids in Macedonia. Over the course of the 3rd century BC, smaller kingdoms also broke away and declared their independence. This historical period came to an end with the gradual Roman conquest of these territories and the death of Cleopatra VII, the last ruler of the Ptolemaic dynasty, in 30 BC. The term Hellenism, a modern word derived from Hellenic, meaning Greek, reflects how Greek culture spread and gained prominence across the Mediterranean during this era. From an artistic perspective, the Hellenistic period was one of great innovation, marked by a pursuit of realism and an increasingly refined style. Statues in particular were among the most admired and widespread monuments. They were displayed in public spaces as tributes, not only to rulers and benefactors, but also to orators and philosophers. These sculptures were typically placed on marble bases bearing the name of the individual portrayed, bases that have often been lost over time. As a result, scholars must rely on comparisons with images found on coinage to identify royal figures. Another challenge in studying these works is that they were usually made of bronze, a material that was often melted down and repurposed in antiquity. For this reason, many of the statues known today survive mainly through Roman copies. Precisely because of their widespread use, dynastic portraits played a central role in shaping the public perception of Hellenistic rulers and royal power. While some individual facial features may be present, these are generally secondary to the primary goal of expressing kingship through specific visual codes. These can be grouped into two main categories: external attributes, such as objects and clothing, for example, the diadem, and physical traits borrowed from statues of gods or heroes. In particular, certain iconic features of Alexander the Great's portraits were frequently reused. In the historical context of the 3rd century BC, a king's legitimacy was often reinforced by associating him with the idealized image of the great military leader. Several of these features are clearly visible in the portrait of a Hellenistic prince, a young man with delicate features and a thick head of hair. Like Alexander, Hellenistic rulers were consistently portrayed with clean-shaven faces, a detail of great significance, used to distinguish themselves from bearded Greek intellectuals and Persians. This fashion became so influential that it was later adopted by Roman emperors, at least until the reign of Hadrian. The youthful appearance and lack of facial hair evoke not only Alexander's image, but also that of deities such as Apollo and Dionysus. Rulers were regarded as possessing a semi-divine status, though this was accompanied by a more ethical conception of kingship, the idea that a king should embody positive virtues. Hence the need to associate rulers with idealized physical traits. In Greek thought, beauty was closely linked to nobility and moral excellence, a concept captured in the phrase kalos kai agathos, meaning beautiful and good. Within this broader picture, the case of the Ptolemaic dynasty in Egypt deserves special mention. Here, the encounter between Greek and Egyptian culture, set against a backdrop of conquest and domination, gave rise to unique sculptural solutions. The dynastic statues of the Ptolemies can be broadly divided into two categories, depending on their intended audience, the Greek-speaking population or the Egyptian one. In the first case, the works were made of bronze or marble and followed the typical conventions of Hellenistic dynastic portraiture, such as the statue of Ptolemy III Euergetes on display. The sculptures intended for the Egyptian population, on the other hand, were carved from local stones such as granite and depicted the ruler with the traditional attributes of a pharaoh, a rigid pose supported by a back pillar, and the distinctive royal headdress. Stylistically, the rendering of faces in these statues ranged from a highly stylized features, typical of traditional pharaonic sculpture, to more naturalistic portraits reflecting Greek aesthetics, though always combined with unmistakably Egyptian symbols. This form of representation, much like the royal titles adopted by the Ptolemies, merging pharaonic traditions with Greek epithets, was intended to emphasize the ruler's divine status and political legitimacy by placing him in direct continuity with Egypt's long royal tradition. The integration of Greek elements into this tradition also symbolized the fusion of the two cultures. It is precisely from this cultural context that the Rosetta Stone originates, the inscription that enabled scholars to decipher hieroglyphs. The stone records a Ptolemaic decree, stating that statues of the king were to be erected in temples throughout the country. With the fall of the Hellenistic kingdoms and the rise of Rome as the dominant power in the Mediterranean, the visual language of Hellenistic art was absorbed and reinterpreted by Roman artists, who used it to develop new models for representing figures of authority.